This podcast is brought to you by Microsoft Teams. When there's more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
T.I. walked out.
Yeah, there was a lot of full frontal male nudity.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
That's part of the way I try to avoid awkwardness here on the Rich Eisen Show, is not to have that part of the interview process.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Yeah, I have a different tactic.
Today's guests, NFL Network analyst Steve Mariucci, professional gamer and streamer Ninja, Academy Award winning director John Ridley, co-host of Peacock's Brother from Another, Michael Hawley, and now it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Normally, don't start this program by showing you how the sausage gets made here on Peacock, as well as our radio networks, terrestrial and also satellite. But the ears that I wear, so I can hear myself and I can hear Don Bowie, our producer in the back. I can hear you guys, and good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
Hey, bud,
and Mike
what's
Del
happening
Tufo.
To see you, Rich?
And then I can hear you when you call in 844-204-RICH. I mean, the batteries went out literally as you were watching the show open, and I didn't have any spare batteries to my right. So Mike Del Tufo, back from his last 2 days off with your Fox Sports sabbatical, right, working. I asked you, do you I don't have any batteries. Can I have some batteries? And I just said, screw it. Throw it to me.
That was
how bad was the throw, Chris? I mean, was it like 50 Cent first pitch bad? Or
good one.
50
good
Cent
one.
Looked like Rivera.
Was it?
I think it was DiNucci bad.
Oh,
was,
my gosh. Oh, don't do that to poor Ben DiNucci.
Sorry.
Ben made some good. He made some good throws.
I mean,
it's not his fault. They had a halftime lead.
Sidearming
come on out of now. Bounds. Kid was I mean, in James Madison. He's one of the best quarterbacks that James Madison's ever sent out. Don't do that to T.J. Jefferson, who settled in at his seat.
I just sit here and mind my own business.
It's just and, you know what I mean? Like a little dart, a little blow dart comes your way.
I mean, I didn't say it was Jeffersonian bad. I mean, I just said it was DiNucci bad.
It was terrible, Rich.
It was like Mariah Carey throwing out a first
my rotator
pitch
cuff
bad.
May be like completely out now.
Like there
I'm
is,
already hurt.
There is no, like, and we have, you know, knock on wood, many, many cameras here. There is no camera coverage to show if I got up to show how far away from the desk it was.
No,
and Mike, you're like a straight shot. Like
straight shot.
You're like at 11 o'clock
Rich,
at my clock position.
Thing is, like, where you have the hot take plank, it was 6 feet on the other side of that.
But at any rate, I was able to retrieve the batteries. I was able to remove the batteries,
sorry,
place
Rich.
Them in the pack, and didn't
here
expect
we
to start the show with it. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. We got four guests, and I'm excited about our first one because I love the man. I've been sitting to his right for 10 plus years now, and former coach of the Detroit Lions as well as San Francisco 49ers, Steve Mariucci, will be joining us. And I figured, you know what? Let's get Mooch on this show. Perfect guest to talk about 49ers Packers, who are playing tonight despite all of the roadblocks that have been placed in front of both teams from on the health front. And the 49ers tonight, I mean, this when the NFL schedules 49ers Packers to kick off week 9, they're thinking, okay, this is the rematch of the NFC Championship game. This is the rematch of the Sunday night football game that was so big, but San Francisco boat raced Green Bay, and then Green Bay didn't lose until they faced San Francisco again last year. And these two teams are just as dynamite as the previous year. So let's circle week 9. Let's get both of them having to play a short week game. Let's get them together and let's roll and let's set it up for the middle of the season when, you know, stakes are beginning to get higher. The San Francisco 49ers enter tonight with 12 players on injured reserve, including George Kittle and Richard Sherman and Nick Bosa and Solomon Thomas, and Jimmy Garoppolo is not starting tonight, and neither is Raheem Mostert, neither is Tevin Coleman. My gosh, I could go on and on and on, and I'm not even mentioning the four players on the COVID-19 list, because Kendrick Bourne, who tested positive earlier this week, and apparently, reportedly out of NBC Sports Bay Area, is now tested negative, but needs to have more consecutive negative tests in order to be allowed to play and come off the list, which would be fine if they played the game on Sunday or perhaps Monday, but not for tonight. And the same thing goes for his close contacts who were put on the list, named Deebo Samuel, who, by the way, was hurt anyway. And Brandon Ayuk is out for tonight, and so is Trent Williams, the left tackle. How in the world are you going to put a team on that field tonight? And again, that is the team that did beat the Jets and Giants in back-to-back weeks two and three. But that's not the Jets and the Giants walking through that door. That is the Green Bay Packers walking through that door without, apparently, Aaron Jones. He's technically a game-time decision, but they have been so cautious with him. The calf injury that kept him out of that game in Houston 2 weeks ago was supposed to be a precautionary move by a team that's overly cautious. Well, they're still cautious because not only did he not play in that game, week seven game in Houston, he didn't play week eight against Minnesota. They could have used him while Dalvin Cook was running all over the place. Could have used him as a counterpunch. And then tonight, you have to feel like a team that is very cautious will just say, okay, sit this one out. Then you got the mini bye, and we'll get you back for week 10 and make sure you're 1,000%, if that's even a possibility, as we're talking metrics in the United States these days and percentages. Maybe they don't play in the night. And then Jamal Williams is out because he's on the COVID-19 list because he's a close contact of the running back A.J. Dillon, who tested positive earlier this week. And yet, the powers that be in the NFL, running through all the close contacts, and we've had the chief medical officer of the NFL, Dr. Alan Sills, on this show, and he has told us exactly what they go through. They go through the contact tracers to see who's been around them the longest and whatever the CDC currently standards of what is a close contact. Then you look at the tape and you see who was wearing masks, who wasn't, indoors, outdoors. You check it all out, and then you check off the list who is a close contact, who is not. The testing all came back negative for both teams yesterday, which was for Tuesday, and we're assuming if everything from yesterday comes back negative today, game on tonight where Green Bay is. And I haven't, knocked on a door and called anybody up. I'm just supposing the reason why the NFL might just say, let's do this now, is COVID's everywhere in this country. Over 100,000 new cases yesterday. And it seems that it's becoming a lot more prevalent. The Indianapolis Colts have shut down their building today because a staff member has been identified as COVID positive. Another member of the Bears offensive line has tested positive. That makes two this week. And again, they're going through contact tracing. They're trying to figure out. The Texans shut down their facility yesterday. They're coming off of a bye week. It just seems to be there's more and more and more going on this front in the NFL, and there's going to be fewer and fewer opportunities on the schedule to push things back, push things around, move things around. So if they do have an opportunity to play a game and it's somebody's B team, C team against somebody's A team minus every starting running back out there, game on. It kind of stinks, though, but this is what we're going through in the 2020 year. Last thing I want to do is come on the air and talk COVID. Tell you what, I mean, a show like this, I want everybody to come here and forget about what's going on in the world. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world these days, and we've got four guests on here today to help us take our minds off it, starting with Mooch, because I said to him, let's spin some yarns, man. I just need some yarns. I need some yarns from the Packers days. I need some yarns from the 49er days. And yep, as you know, he's a first-rate yarn spinner. So Mooch is going to be joining us.
Love it.
And then we'll talk about, obviously, the game of the week, Sunday Night Football, Bucks and the Saints. Antonio Brown is ready to roll in that game. Looks like Emmanuel Sanders and Michael Thomas could be back just in time for this one.
Star power.
As if there's not enough star power, Breeze and Brady. And this being the big second match between these two. Week one, Brady and the Bucks did not look nearly as on point as they have in many times that helped crown Brady the NFC Offensive Player of the Month of October. Also in that game, towards the end of it, a little bit of friendly fire as Michael Thomas took one in the ankle, and we have not seen him on the field since. And Emmanuel Sanders is off the COVID-19 list. So what will that look like? Another game that we're looking forward to. And we is, I guess, the royal we, or me and you, Chris. Because the Steelers are in Dallas, and word is that Ezekiel Elliott was held out of practice today, just a precautionary measure.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Just get them ready for
Tony
Sunday.
Pollard and Gilbert Grape trying to connect. Did I say Gilbert Grape?
Yeah, again, you did.
I meant Garrett Gilbert.
Super Bowl champion.
Could Garrett be Cooper Gilbert. Rush. Could be Rush Week.
Oh.
Rush Hour.
Oh. Color
be,
rush. I uniforms.
Yeah. Rush zone.
Color, yeah. I
Rush the band.
Oh. By the way, I heard this statistic on the Dan Patrick show driving in because I had to tap out of all the politics for a while.
Understand
that. Dallas has not scored a touchdown in 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Is that bad?
Well, it's certainly bad if CeeDee Lamb's your only option at flex in your team that looks like San Francisco's on your fantasy roster.
Get your damn act together.
I mean, boy. Week 9 beginning tonight, man.
Can it be 93 again with the Cowboys?
I think, well, interestingly enough, that is part of our show today, is it not? Right, Chris?
It is.
What is today? What do we have teed up here?
Today, great day. Red letter day. In science, guys. November 5th, 1955.
Science. Yes.
Doc Brown came up with the idea for the flux capacitor.
He was hanging a clock, right?
Above
his toilet. He slipped and hit the toilet seat.
And then when he woke up,
he had the idea for time travel.
Yeah.
And later on in the show, and we want to have you all out there at 844-204-RICH call in. Normally, we're looking for engagement with our poll question. We still have that,
of course.
Right? I don't know if you've
constructed I haven't really thought about it.
All right, because we've got a lot going on in the show today, but you do still need to come up with a poll question. You do realize that's an everyday thing, you know?
That you rail on every single day.
No, I don't rail on anything. I don't rail on
No, I mean, you come in and I don't really care what the poll, and then some days you're super into the poll.
How many times do you – we've known each other literally for over a decade now, Chris. Well over a decade. Do you know sometimes how to hear me and not listen or listen and not hear me or understand that even though I might say these things, you are still required to do it? And when I look at you and say, what's the poll question? You're like, I don't know. I haven't had one. It's similar to Mike Del Tufo taking the batteries and throwing them 19 feet away. And it's literally, I've looked over during this conversation of our.
My arm.
Did you really hurt your
I've had
your
a rotator cuff problem for like a year and a half, Rich. I can't throw with this arm at all.
How often are you throwing?
Yeah, he's out there having to pitch and catch every day or something.
I can't. My arm is killing me.
How will that affect you?
I can't sleep at night.
Now, look, Mike, because I love you. I love you very much.
I know that.
Okay. Do you want me to get you in touch with Dr. James Andrews?
Yes.
I could do that.
Let's do it.
Really?
I would totally get it. I need an operation.
What that means is you're on the shelf. I mean, you might have to be a one-handed operation.
Rich, I can mix it one hand.
Please.
DJ. Come on. I'm ambidextrous.
Are you serious?
On.
You could you could do
I
your job
totally
with one-handed.
I can totally mix one hand, 100%.
What is happening?
I would never want to try that.
Rich, you know, Dr. Andrews does operate on all the greats, so it wouldn't make
sense.
I'm
a goat.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
he needs Mikey John surgery. Whatever the step down from Tommy John surgery is, he needs Mikey John.
Jimmy John surgery.
Jimmy John surgery. Oh, I think he's had that before.
Oh, stop.
I love Jimmy John's right now.
Oh, my gosh. But the engagement that we are looking for is we will utilize this day in history as a content point on our program today. That we have all come up with a sporting moment in our lives that we would want to hop in to the DeLorean if we had one outfitted with a flux capacitor and go back in time and fix something.
1.21 gigawatts.
And utilize that power And I'm wondering if everyone out there would like to play along at 844-204-RICH, and we hope so. Also on today's show, it is the midway point of the National Football League season, 8 weeks in. Knock on wood if you're with me. We get nine more uninterrupted starting tonight with week nine. And so it is time to start looking around. Normally, this is done in a construct of a Halloween segment.
Right.
Because usually week eight turns into week nine right around Halloween or right before the first November game. And so shows like Game Day Morning and others talk about a team's playoff chances. Is that team a trick or a treat, right? But we're past, we're well past Halloween.
Week past.
And also no other show has had a guy from Long Island call in prior to the season and wonder about his New York Football Giants if they had an opportunity to make the playoffs and gave us this beauty.
We talking playoff or what?
So later on in the show, did that skip, Mike?
Well, that's, yeah, we had a little, that was a glitch.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
You want to hit it one more time then, Mike?
No, let's wait. Let's wait because I'm kind of, I want to fix something on this before we.
Hey, Mike, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Jeez.
You sure you can playoffs or what?
You sure you can mix with one hand?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with this.
Literally.
Yeah.
Should we get the bench?
No, that's Gronk's laugh.
Should we?
Right now?
Should we?
No, we don't need a bench.
What is happening?
Oh,
so he called in. Can you play it one
Hang
more
on
time?
A second. Hang on
is
a
it?
Second.
Is your soul system crashed or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I got to reset right. something.
He Sorry called in. That. He called in and he's wondering if the Giants are a playoff team or not.
Right. Yeah. Great.
Giants are, by the way, great spoiler job. Alert, not.
They're not.
They're 1-7. And how bad are my 0-8 Jets that I would take that 1-7 team over the 0-8 team right now?
Well, it's mathematics.
No, it's not just that. I just see what I see.
We talking playoffs or what?
Thank you. Thank you. So, later on, Chris, you have come up with three AFC and three NFC teams
yes.
that are on the cusp of either wondering if they're playoff teams or what.
Or what.
Okay, so that's later on, and I'll be crossing my fingers that the drops and the machinery and Mike Del Tufo's rotator cuff is all good. This is why we need you, Mike. We need you every day. Because even when you need lose, you. We win, to use the oh. sort of LeVar Raging Ball-ism. Bull phrase. Even if you lose, you win. One of the famous Joe Pesci lines. So at any rate, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Here's our guest list, by the way. We haven't talked about it in full. Mooch is first, and then another guy with Lions ties. Tyler Blevins, known better in his world and the rest of the world as Ninja, the professional gamer and streamer. Mr. Twitch himself will be joining our program right in the middle of our nice. Second hour. He's a diehard Lions fan. He's got a new hoodie collection, Chris.
Oh, I'm in.
And it is specifically for people who like to wear over-the-ear headsets and a hoodie at the same time.
Sign me up.
And I think that's your realm.
That is my wheelhouse.
Okay. John Ridley, who has been on this show before, an Academy Award-winning writer, screenwriter, director. He is the author of The Other History of the DC Universe. He also happens to be a diehard Packers fan.
Oh.
So we figured perfect timing. He's got a new book out. We love our conversations with him. His Packers are playing tonight. So John Ridley will join us. And Michael Holly, whose show with Michael Smith follows ours every day on Peacock. Brother from another. He'll wrap up and basically take himself to his own show. And we'll go down memory lane. You and Michael Holly were roommates, right, for one semester?
A few months out of a semester.
A few months out of a semester.
We were, you know, we lived on the same floor in the dorms and just old friends.
Very good.
Yeah.
How about that?
It'll be cool.
So we'll stroll down a little bit of memory lane right there. So we're talking playoffs or what later on? We'll hop in our DeLorean. But coming up next, my buddy Mooch. Steve Mariucci spinning some yarns about the Packers-Niners rivalry. That's Mooch from NFL Network. And my friendship circle coming up. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. With Together Mode, you can bring everyone together in one space in the same virtual room. You can bring the power of true collaboration to your projects with Whiteboard, drawing, sharing, and building ideas in real time, all on the same page. And with Large Gallery View, you can see more of your team all at once with up to 49 people on screen, all at the same time. You can even raise your hand virtually so everyone can be seen and heard. When there are more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams. Okay, no, I'm sorry. So when our radio audience comes back in about
probably 30 seconds or so. 20.
I love you, Mooch. Okay. All right, I'm going to put you right back on hold. I just want to let you know again, it's the same thing. It's the same. Just don't be thrown off by the streaming. Okay. Oh, we're back.
We're back.
Fantastic.
Now.
We're back here on our radio audience rejoining us. And I love this man. I've known him for, 15 plus years as a colleague and a friend. And I read my children books that he has inscribed nice messages to them when they were little kids. And I still read them. And I love this man. He is my friend who's joining me here today because it's Niners-Packers night. And he's got long ties with both franchises. My buddy, Steve Mariucci. How are you, Mooch?
We should read Green Eggs and Ham to the kids, to Xander and Cooper again, huh?
I have that video.
I do not like Green Eggs and Ham.
I have that video of you reading to them in a rocking chair, Steve. It's amazing how they grow so fast, which, by the way, you told me at the time. You told me at the time.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It happens too fast, yep.
No doubt. Okay, by the way, first off, happy belated 25th annual 40th birthday to you, Steve.
So I, in my office here at home,
yes.
I have the a picture of, I'm looking at it, there's a Dion. Rich, where the heck are you? You might have went home. It was Wirtz, Bardia,
yes.
Dion,
yes.
And we had a birthday at the network. It says, happy I don't 80th birthday, couch.
Oh, yes.
And
couch,
that was
because,
in 2006.
Yes, I remember. I think it's because I took the photograph, Steve. I think
that's why.
I was not in the picture.
I think you went home to bed at 8 o'clock.
Right. No, we gave you a birthday cake, I think, bought from the local grocery store down the street. And it was like, happy birthday, coach. And they spelled it couch.
Close enough.
Yes. I remember that.
Amazing.
2006. Oh, we were just kids.
We were just kids then.
You had hair and mine was black.
Oh, my gosh. Let's start with this rivalry. Let's spin some yarns. When was the first call you got from Mike Holmgren, Steve? When did that happen?
Oh, my gosh. I was coaching at Cal.
Okay.
And Mike Holmgren was putting a staff together at Green Bay. And we had only met one time. We had a mutual friend. And he called me and asked me if I was interested. And I said, oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I grew up a Packer fan, right, back there?
Yes.
And so that was in 1992, like in January or so. We had just gone to a bowl game at Cal, beat Clemson in the Citrus Bowl, and so I had to choose between going to Arizona State with Bruce Snyder because he left,
oh boy,
or pursuing the Packer thing, and that was great to get back near home and coach for the Packers, who I grew up loving.
That's right, because you're Upper, Peninsula of Michigan,
Upper Peninsula.
And you used to go stare at the Bart Starr Packers through the chain link fence, right? Well, they were. I think you've told me that story before.
You've seen the photos I have, Rich. In fact, Herb Adderley just passed away this week.
Yeah, I
got a picture of me. I was 9 years old getting an autograph from Herb Adderley. It's right here behind me, and Willie Wood, and of course Bart Starr and Paul Hornung and that whole bunch in the '60s. Watching Lombardi, that's how I learned to love football, and never went to a game because we couldn't get a ticket or afford a ticket. So we went and watched training camp. That was free.
And then, obviously you walk into a meeting room, and is that where you met Favre for the first time, too?
Do you want to really know? No, because he wasn't there when we first got there. We started working.
Uh-huh.
You know the story when I met Andy Reid and the hotel, that when the fire alarm was on and then we were in our underwear. And anyway, so Favre came later because Ron Wolf traded for him.
Right.
And so I remember he came up to me, he goes, hey, Mooch, take a look at this guy named Brett Favre. He gave me Southern Mississippi film because he was with the Falcons. And he only threw five passes. He got in and threw five passes. So I had to kind of evaluate him. Ron wanted him to know my opinion. And so I went, well, I had to go back to college to watch him play. And anyway, so all I could tell was that he had this crazy, wild, strong arm, and he was running around like a crazed dog, fired up and all that kind of thing that we all came to find out about him. Anyway, Ron traded for him, gave away a first-round pick, and he was a bench sitter, really, over at the Atlanta Falcons, redshirting. And then he became our guy
Don
Majkowski got hurt. Remember Magic Man?
Of course. Magic Man, Don Majkowski, and then Favre, and then you're there, too. And so what did you learn about the Packers, Steve, that you didn't already know? Obviously, you grew up loving them, and I just want to get into this rivalry and set the stage of what Packers and what you learned in the 49ers tonight before we get to your memories of your favorite game against Green Bay and stuff like that.
The Packer organization is so unique in sport because it doesn't have an owner. It doesn't have an owner. There's no Robert Kraft or Jerry Jones, okay? It's owned by the community, by the city, by the stockholders, by the people that love it, and it's so unique that way. You know, a few years back when they needed to add 7,700 seats in the end zone, you know, they sold these $250 stock certificates that meant nothing. It was just a piece of paper. But I bought one for Brielle. She was born in Green Bay. And they raised it in 30 hours. I mean, boom. I mean, the support is ridiculous. In fact, I'm on the waiting list for season tickets.
Yeah.
There are about 120,000 people on the waiting list for season tickets, okay, with four tickets apiece. That's the demand there in that little town of Green Bay of 100,000 people. It's unbelievable. And, you know, when we got there with Mike Holmgren, they had a kind of a two-decade drought after Lombardi. You know, they didn't have a lot of winning seasons after Vince Lombardi left. And so it was kind of a rebuild. And Mike Holmgren, of course, ended up winning a Super Bowl again, and they call it Title Town, and they won more world championships in football than any other team.
Well, Steve Mariucci here on the Rich Eisen Show, and then I know you went back to Cal, and then obviously got the gig in San Francisco. What was it like being on that side of the rivalry against the team that, you know, obviously you had so much love for, and all the people on the other side of the field, Steve? What was that like for you?
And so. It was weird, to be honest with you, because in 97, that's when I first took the job in San Francisco. And, of course, I knew all the coaches and all the players and all of that. I knew their team more personally than I knew the Niner team, being new there. And we ended up playing in the darn NFC Championship game. And the Packers had been the Super Bowl champs prior to that. And we actually were the number one seed, and they came out to San Francisco to Candlestick Park. El Nino. We had El Nino the whole week. Could hardly practice because it was just... Anyway, they came in and beat us. And it was emotional because, you know, I wanted to beat them in the worst way. We all did. And they just... That's when Favre was the MVP of the league 3 years in a row. And they were just hard to beat.
But you did get them, and it led to the highest you've ever jumped in your life, right, Steve? Like you've never gotten.
We got them, and the next year.
Please tell this story,
next
Steve.
Year they come back
yes.
to San Francisco for a divisional game, and that's T.O.'s catch. That's T.O.'s catch with a few seconds left in the game, and I was levitated, and I got proof with the pitcher that I just I was the ball, and the ball had to go up and over the linebackers and down into T.O. before the safety hit him.
Yes.
And he caught it, and we won that game, and I remember after that game, it was crazy, wild. Favre came into to my locker room. Now, you know, head coach has his own darn little locker room, and he walked in, and he went, "Hey, Mooch, you're looking fat." I hate your guts, man. And so it was that kind of a rivalry. It's and then we just kept playing each other, you know, whether it was playoffs or regular season. And I found it very hard to beat the Packers when I was with the 49ers, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I love that photograph of you. We've all seen it because you were, you know, you've fed us all when, you know, pre-pandemic when we were on the road and we would all be there. And, you know, Brockman's shaking his head. You're nodding your head. You've seen it, too. This is the, for those who don't know, this is the Owens, he caught it moment. Yeah. And it was, again, the call was Young had to get the ball over a linebacker and drop it into to Owens and obviously had to catch it. And you body language that over the linebacker, how high? And then there's a still photograph of you getting up there How high are you off the ground, Steve? It looks like a...
I got to be like 43 inches. I think that was like Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, vertex.
It was like a vertex. I bet you it's at least a foot, little more, foot and 3 inches, and I was up like this, up in the air. You saw the photo.
Yeah.
It was awesome. That was like the... You know, that was against Mike Holmgren, too, and it was kind of weird, too, because, of course, Mike's a dear friend, and he hired me in Green Bay, but there were rumors, you know, it was like rumors his contract was up in Green Bay, and he was going to leave, and it was like, gosh, if he beats us, maybe he becomes the head coach of the Niners. That's where he came from, and so maybe that win or that catch helped me keep my job in San Francisco. I don't know.
Funny. I mean, why isn't Holmgren in the Hall, man? I mean, he's got a street named after him. I mean, he should be. He's got a street named after him in Green Bay. And by the way, he was with San Francisco before Green Bay, just like you were with Green Bay before San Francisco. And then what he did in Seattle. We're talking about a franchise that obviously we know with Pete Carroll and what he has done and has been remarkable. And he's got Hall of Fame credentials, too, in my mind. But Holmgren was the one who turned the page for Seattle first, man. I mean, got him to a Super Bowl against Pittsburgh, and we know what happened there. But Mike deserves HOF, I think. Don't you?
Yeah, and I think it's like some positions, whether it's receiver or quarterback, and coaches have a little bit of a log jam too. And, you know, there are some coaches, maybe three or four, that are in line and being strongly considered each year based on one Super Bowl, two Super Bowls, bringing two different teams to Super Bowls like Mike Holmgren did. That's really hard to do, very unusual. So at some point he's going to get in, you bet.
No doubt. And then obviously his coaching tree with Reed and you and Gruden and Rhodes and, you know, a whole handful of guys that are...
Don't forget the cagey Dick Girard. That was another nickname that you made up. Rich.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
It stuck in my mind.
It did. I don't, and I love how you say that. I don't know why Dick Girard, whenever I would see him, I would just say he's cagey. I don't know why I always refer to him as the cagey Dick Girard, and I love the fact that it stuck with you. It certainly
stuck in my mind. I can't get it out.
I don't know. It certainly stuck with you more than the Mattrel has with Matt Ryan. You know that? These guys.
No, that's out. Yeah, you're just swinging a miss on those quarterbacks.
Brockman's already shaking his head over there.
It's just like, why does he keep going to it? Matt has rejected it on every single level, every single year that since this started, and now he's trying to pass it on Patrick Mahomes,
guy, right?
And like, come on.
Rich, you got to move on. You got to move on.
Well, maybe think of another one, you know? Maybe you'll hit the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Matt Ryan... I'm not a good nickname giver.
No, you know what it is? I just need to wait for another Matt to get in the league who will accept it. That's all. I'll keep going. I tried, as you know, with Mahomes, with the Patrol. He didn't like that at all. He totally...
How about Matt Hasselbeck?
Yeah.
Is that a name for him?
No, but he likes to go by Matthew. Yeah, I know that. It doesn't work. So what do you think right now? Let's talk about the here and now, Steve Mariucci. What do you think Kyle Shanahan's thinking right now, sitting in his office maybe before tonight's game?
He's thinking... Why me? I mean, this is the most unusual game ever in Thursday night football history because it's like two teams that are, I don't know, what's the word? Is it decimated with injuries and COVIDs and inactives? And it's like, whoa, I mean, right here at Levi Stadium, I live very close to it. They closed it down yesterday. They're playing a game tonight. And the crazy thing is, we talked about it a lot during the draft, where San Francisco just beat the Packers twice last year badly, okay? Once in the regular season, once in the championship game. And it was like, these teams aren't even close. They're both 13-3, but the Niners are a much better team. And they got better in the offseason, and the Packers didn't get a receiver. Well, now we're playing. But the Niners, get this, they outscored the Packers 74-28 in those two games. Over 700 yards. Of the scrimmage yards and 8 touchdowns, and none of those players that got any scrimmage yards are playing tonight.
Unbelievable.
None are playing. Whether look at the running backs, Raheem Mostert, Tevin Coleman, Matt Breida, Jeff Wilson, they're not playing. And then the receivers, let's call it Kittle a receiver. I talked to him yesterday. And Deebo Samuels and Kendrick Bourne. And of course, Emmanuel Sanders is gone. None of them are with the Niners anymore. So this is a whole new bunch. Did I mention the quarterback? And so it's crazy. And then you got the Packers showing up across the country, and they don't have any running backs. You know, we'll see if Aaron Jones plays, but Jamal Williams and A.J. Dillon are COVID. And so I don't know. This game is going to be really unusual. I guess the difference is it's going to be Nick Mullins, who's a good young kid, against Aaron Rodgers.
You know, Steve, you're probably not aware of this, but I did tell the other day when Tyler Irvin was named essentially the starter tonight, if Aaron Jones can't go at running back, I did tell the story of you asking Doug Marrone a couple of times, or in his mind, one too many times at our pre-game meeting in London just last year prior to the Jags and Texans, you wondering why Tyler Irvin was no longer on the receiving unit on kickoffs. And he turned to you.
What are you, his agent? He got pissed, Rich. What's up with that?
I don't know.
He's just talking about. You know why I like the kid? Yeah, he's going to get his feet wet. He's from San Jose State. He's from right here.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had him on Game Changers. So anytime we have these kids on Game Changers, you get to know the kids, you know, and you get to like them and all that. And I noticed he was playing, and then all of a sudden he wasn't, you know. He was in the universe, and then all of a sudden he wasn't like Jupiter, you know? And so I had to keep asking.
I'll tell you what, Steve, if he scores tonight, our text chain will be on fire if he actually scores.
He's going to score. Who else is going to score?
That's a great question. Who else is going to score, you know? And it just makes you wonder if maybe they should have delayed the game a little bit here. But I guess if you can go, you got to go in 2020. Especially if, you know, it is entirely possible that Kendrick Bourne's initial test was a false positive, which is what Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area is saying right now. And Adam Schefter has confirmed, it appears, that the false positive means that Ayuk Samuel and Trent Williams still have to stay on the COVID-19 list just like him because they have not had enough testing to confirm the false positive in time to kick off tonight. I mean, this is
unbelievable, huh?
It's really.
Yeah, I mean, we've already postponed one Thursday night game, right, and pushed it to a Monday.
That is correct.
I thought they might consider doing something like that. So I'm a little surprised we're still playing tonight. I'm glad we're playing, but I'm a little surprised. Yeah, there's been too many false positives in our testing.
So last one for you, Mooch. The best team through 8 weeks is, fill in that blank, the team that you think is the best in the NFL, top to bottom, soup to nuts, all phases, is which team?
Probably the Kansas City Chiefs. I like the Steelers, but they can look just okay sometimes. I like the Seahawks. I did an interview with Russell Wilson yesterday, which will air on game day morning, Sunday morning. I like the Seahawks a lot, but I worry a little bit about their defense. Jamal Adams is coming back. So the Chiefs, the Steelers, the Seahawks, and the Bucks. I mean, the Bucks just didn't look all that good against the Giants, though, the other night.
Right.
They beat the heck out of the Packers, right? And then against the Giants, they flop around. So I don't know if there's a real dominating team. The Packers can be great at times. I don't know. Who do you think? The Bills are coming down to earth a little bit. Same with the Titans.
Well,
Baltimore Ravens are a good team, not a great team.
I don't know
if there's a great team out there.
I would go with you too, Steve. You know, as you know, I chose the Ravens to win the AFC. I'm genuinely concerned about them. And the Steelers look amazing, certainly defensively, certainly with Big Ben doing what he's doing, certainly with, Connor and two other solid running backs and right behind him, and Claypool looking like what he's looking like. But they don't have, outside of Ben and Tomlin, the experience that the Kansas City Chiefs clearly have. And the football gods, if we're, again, knock on wood, if you're with me, to use a Gruden phrase, will allow these teams to eventually see each other in January, because the scheduling gods do not have them facing each other in the regular season. So that would be a conversation that we're kind of front-loading to reach to a crescendo if these two teams do face each other maybe in the AFC Championship game. That would be something I'd sign for
right
now.
Yeah, it looks like we're kind of headed on that course right now. That would be good. The NFC is a little tougher to pick, with the Seahawks and the Bucks and the Packers, and you never know what you're going to get out of the Saints, and Rams are up and down, and we'll see. I feel bad. Some of the teams that got hit, there's some things, when you're a coach, you can control, and some things you just flat can't control. And injuries is one of them. Positive COVID test, another one. All those things.
Right.
Opt-outs, another one. And the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Patriots, and the 49ers have really been hit hard. But I will say that the Niners have done the best job of trying to, finding a way to win. They won four games with this decimated team already, and they have a tough schedule, though. We'll see if they can win some more. But it's been a crazy year, huh?
Yeah, another under-the-radar team for that, I would say, is Denver. Denver, losing Von Miller right at the outset of the season. Chubb, and then Drew Locke, but who looked pretty damn good this past week. But I just wanted to throw that out there.
Good young team. Yeah, we have so many good young quarterbacks in this league.
I'm just
so impressed. The league is in really good shape for when the older guys step down. Whether they're talking Brady, Breeze, Philip Rivers, Ben, those guys. The league is in really good shape for superstars at quarterback.
All right, Mooch. Love you. See you through the plexiglass on the set on Sunday.
I know. We're going to have plexiglass all year.
By the way, this is so great. Mooch, when I speak to him, in the commercial break, okay, he leans back.
Yeah, he looks
and talks to me. And I'm like, dude,
the
plexiglass, it's see-through. He will lean back and talk around the plexiglass.
Want me to breathe on you or something? I don't know what's the matter with you,
Mooch.
Did you notice they put bigger glass in last week?
So
I can't lean.
Right, Mooch, treat it like it's a drive-through window. You're good.
That's okay. All right, thanks, Mikey. There you go. Take care of yourself, Mooch. We'll see. I'll see you in a couple days.
All right, guys.
All right, that's Steve Mariucci.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. That's what he'll do. Like I'll say, hey, Steve. And I can talk to him through the glass, and it's a commercial break, so I can use a loud voice. And he'll go, right. What? And I'm like, no, up there. I'll talk to you through the glass.
The best last week is when he had the Spider-Man costume on backwards.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How did I bring that up?
That was amazing.
Mooch is.
He thought he was crisscross or something.
He's a special person.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. And apparently you have concocted a great poll question.
Have.
Fantastic. And we're going to go back in the DeLorean.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And fix something from our sports past. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in one space with a new virtual room. Collaborate live. Drawing, sharing, and building ideas with everyone on the same page. And make sure more of your team is seen and heard with up to 49 people on screen at once. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams. Hey, we're back here on the Rich Eisen Show here on Peacock. We're thrilled to be back here. Our radio audience will rejoin us in a mere matter of seconds. When Mariucci, you're referring to last week on Game Day Morning on our Halloween segment,
yes,
in which he wore a Spider-Man costume and Irv wore a Hulk costume. I was dressed as Dr. Evil and so on and so forth. Mariucci used the 2 minutes before he had to show up for the bump. In his costume, they put him off camera so he could get into the costume, and he did it really fast and put it on. And it's one of those costumes that Velcros in the back, so the mask that covers your face in the front. He put the mask on like a hood and left the back part right here, like my V-neck sweater, open up, and he starts to appear on camera, and we're like, is he wearing it backwards? We're back here on the radio describing that incident with Mariucci's Spider-Man costume. And the funny thing is I looked down as he was kind of pissed a little bit about it because he worked so hard to get that thing on him that he had to then now use the extra 2.5 right. minutes of the commercial break to take it off and put it back it. On. And when he did that, the feet did not go over his shoes. Oh. So, like, the toes were dragging all over the place. Right. It was a hot mess. And so he couldn't get the mask on. He did the whole thing blind. You know, the eyes are supposed to be see-through.
Yeah.
The eyes were over his mouth. So the top of his mask were over his eyes. He did the entire segment blind. Which makes it for a better segment, to be honest, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. What is the poll question, Christopher?
Okay.
At Rich Eisen Show.
So I started working on a football one, but we do have a cool pop culture one based on today being the red letter day in the history of science, the invention of the flux capacitor, November 5th, 1955.
Yes.
What is the best fictional invention in movie history?
Oh.
The flux capacitor.
Okay.
The Star Trek transporter.
Okay.
The machine that makes the cool masks in Mission Impossible. You know how they always look like a different person?
Yep.
That machine that makes the mask.
Yes, that makes Tom Cruise look like John Voight.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Or Wolf Blitzer or whatever.
Right. Oh, yes, by the way. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the last one is the Men in Black Neuralizer
that makes you
forget stuff.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no idea what I would choose, but they're all amazing.
Didn't go lightsaber. I mean,
well, that's kind of like a war tool. So, like, you know.
Okay. No. I get it.
Because then
okay.
you could say like.
But
the
I appreciate the nod to Star Trek. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do.
And then I had a football one that I was trying to work on. I just need a fourth option. It's Odell Beckham's birthday today.
Yes.
Which superstar most needs a change of scenery?
Ooh.
Odell, J.J. Watt, Julio Jones, and I need a fourth one.
Huh. Sam Darnold.
Superstar.
Hey,
superstar.
Hey, stop
hey.
It.
Watch out now.
Ben DiNucci.
Oh.
I mean, that poor guy.
Poor DiNucci.
Okay, so let's do this. It's November 5th, 1955. Flux capacitor gets invented, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Red letter day in the history
Red
of science.
Red letter day in the history of science.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
So if you had a DeLorean and could go back and change a sporting moment, what would it be? 844-204-RICH number to dial.
I'll do a music moment.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. That's good. I appreciate that since that's more near and dear to your heart.
Exactly.
Okay. Because you were going to start choosing prior to the show when we started talking about it. You were saying things that are not near and dear to your heart. Like you would go back in time and tell Pete Carroll to run the ball. Like you're not a Seattle fan.
But it would have been great if.
But you just hate the Patriots and you didn't like seeing that in person. And that is not the spirit of this construct right now. What would yours be, TJ Jefferson? If you could go in a DeLorean and set a date and go back into history, what would it be?
I don't have the exact date, but yes. I have the year. It would be, 1993,
mm-hmm.
I'd go to Dallas, Fort Worth area, wherever they're at. I would sit Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson down at a table across from me and just tell them, look, guys, get your act together because things are going to go downhill very quickly for us if you don't.
Get your damn act together.
I try to make Jerry and Jimmy kind of, make sure everything was copacetic so we could keep winning Super Bowls. Because you've seen what happened since he left.
How about them Cowboys?
Look at him. He's on his drop game right there.
That's
a good one, though.
What about you, Chris? What would your moment
be? Well, my moment, guys, would be Thursday, October 6th, 2003, Bronx, New York, Yankee Stadium in particular. Eighth inning, Red Sox leading. I would go into the dugout. And I would do everything in my powers to convince Grady Little to take Pedro out. Don't have him start the inning.
I like it.
Don't listen to what he says. I know he's a gamer. He was one of the greatest of all time. He wants to go out there for the eighth. I totally understand it.
Lift
him. But you say, Pedro, you hide his glove, you take his jersey and his hat and his cleats off, and you say, your day is done. Red Sox go to the World Series and the curse in 2003 instead of 2004. And then we have an epic dynasty that still carries on.
Very good.
I like it.
Oh, except for the fact that it benefited the Yankees.
I mean, but
so,
I like it. I mean, we, you know, Rich, we had enough at that point.
Thank you, Mike.
Please,
thank
no.
Thank
come on,
you,
greed for the lack of a better word is good.
Thanks.
Come on,
and I have his phone right
let's
here.
Let's keep water skiing behind yachts. Certainly, when it comes to the expense of the Boston Red Sox. But I appreciate your moxie.
Understand?
Can you give me the little twinkle? Get me in the mood here. Get me in the little mood here. I'd get in my DeLorean and I'd hop in the front seat and I would set the date for April 5th, 1993. You get that music one more time? April 5th, 1993. And I would go to the New Orleans Superdome. And I'd go behind the bench of the Michigan Wolverines.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'd look at number 4. Say, Chris, we're out of timeouts. Even if Pat Sullivan misses this free throw and you rebound it, don't call timeout. We're down 2.
Back to the Future.
Thank you. That would be mine. Oh, man. A Fab 5 ready to roll. Or at least the ball to try and take the lead. So, of course, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah. Mine.
Yes. Yours
goes
is what?
A little Fab 2. The Fab 4. I would sit the Beatles down.
Oh.
Yep. And I'd be like, you guys are going to be one day. You already are now.
Yes.
The greatest band of all time. Just get it together. Let bygones be bygones and just stick together for another how many years?
Yeah, sure. Just
and don't get over the BS.
Right.
Get it together and you're already the best band and musicians of all time. Now you just Mount Rushmore is Mount Fab Four.
And do you think the 4 kids from Liverpool would say, what the hell is this Jamoke doing in here? This bloke, Jamoke.
Bloke, yeah.
McCartney's already thinking about wings, you know? John and
John's
John
in love.
And John,
just imagine.
John's in love.
John's in love.
John's like running off with Yoko. And you're like, guys.
Okay, listen.
One day, you're going to be great. Even though you already are.
You already are.
Fantastic. Mike Del Tufo, going back in the DeLorean. Can't be any better.
Del Tufo, you're the best.
All right. 844-204-RICH. We'll take your phone calls on that. Coming up as well, our first ever installment of We're Talking Playoffs or What? I think we might do this around Thanksgiving again.
I love it.
Season's talking playoffs or what?
6 teams. Are we talking playoffs or what for these 6 teams? You're going to bounce 3 from the AFC, 3 from the NFC off of me, and we'll see if I'm right when it all comes down to it. And if I'm wrong, I will totally deny this segment ever took place. That is my right as the host of a radio and television simulcast sports talk radio program, right?
It is.
Pop culture sports talk radio program.
Do it all.
Ninja's going to join us next hour, too.
All right.
Diehard Lions fan. Catching up. We're going to young this place up, guys. All right? Seriously. The median age of this program is going to take a nosedive. Hour number 2. Professional gamer and streamer Tyler Ninja Blevins will be joining us in hour number 2. John Ridley and Michael Holly, hour number 3. When we come back, though, at 844-204-RICH, we will take your phone calls. We'll put you back in your DeLorean and off you go. And we're going to talk playoffs or what? For the Bears? And yes, Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, DiNucci.
They're not too far off, man.
You could have had 4 Super Bowls in a row.
Not too far off.
I got that DeLorean.
It's a busy Monday program here on a Thursday, November 2020. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in a new virtual room, collaborate live, building ideas on the same page, and see more of your team on screen at once. Learn more at Microsoft.com/Teams.